Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
The Summon Stone by Ian Irvine, read by Grant Cartwright. The darkness was a choking blanket, the hiding place of a killer. Karan fought the shakes and the terror. She had to think things through calmly and logically. She stirred the fire until it cast dancing shadows through the room, then held her cold feet and hands out to the blaze. It did not warm them. How could she protect Sulian when she did not know who the murderers were? How they would attack, or where, or when? Could the Majiz attack from the void, or would she have to come to Santhana first? And how could Karan, whose gift for the secret art had been blocked as a child before it could fully develop, protect Sulian against an alien sorcerer? Her right thigh throbbed, then the left. After being hurled against the metal side of Rilke's construct 10 years ago, on the desperate day that had changed the three worlds forever, Karan had broken so many bones that no one had thought she would ever walk again. Had it not been for the healing hands of Idlis, the Whelum, once her enemy, she would be confined to a wheeled chair or dead. The pain kept intruding. She rose and paced, wincing with every step. The signs were clear now. It would get worse until it was unendurable. She would soon have to resort to Hrux. But not yet. Through force of will, she suppressed the pain. She had to be stronger than she had ever been. She had taught herself to put up with it a little longer each time. To do otherwise, to give in too easily, was to risk Hrux claiming her. And Hrux's addiction was worse than any physical pain.